Hello, everyone. I'm Rich Thayer, Documentation Manager in the Service Provider Technology Group. Thanks for tuning in to our Release Highlights podcast series. In today's session, we're discussing the iOS XE 3.1.0S release for the ASR 1000 platform. This release is available as of July 2010. Joining me to talk about this release is Product Marketing Manager Bhavani Krishnan. Welcome, Bhavani. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rich. I'm very glad to be here.
Bhavani, before we get into the new hardware and software in this release, I want to ask you about the release name. This release is called 3.1.0S, which is a slightly different format than the previous iOS XE releases. How is the release name format changing?
Yes, we are changing the release format slightly. We have always had a three-part release number where the first digit identifies the major release, the second digit identifies the release version, and the third digit identifies the rebuild. For example, the first generally available release of the ASR 1000 was release 2.1.0. Rebuilds were 2.1.1 and 2.1.2. As of June 2010, the latest version of major release 2 is 2.6. and the latest rebuild is 2.6.2. With the July 2010 release, the numbering changes to 3.1.0S. The three-part release number is the same as it was. What is new is the addition of the suffix letter in the release name. The suffix differentiates between the different hardware platforms supported by iOS XE. The S suffix designates that the release is supported on the ASR 1000 platform.
So for release 3.1.0S, the 3 means it's major release 3, the 1 means it's release version 1, the 0 means that it's the first release, not a rebuild, and the S means it's for the ASR 1000 platforms.
That's correct.
So we're moving from major release 2 to major release 3. What are the reasons for changing the major release number?
Rich, there are two reasons for moving to a new major release. The first reason is that the iOS component of iOS XE is changing. For iOS XE release 2, the iOS component was iOS release 12.233XN. For iOS XE release 3, the iOS component is iOS release 15.0S. iOS 15.0 componentizes iOS to allow us to deliver new features faster with improved quality and consistency. It also enables more predictable release schedules and easier deployment and migration for a number of our routing products, example 7200, C10K, 7600, and the ASR 1000. So the iOS release numbering is changing from 12.2 to 15.0. The 15.0 releases will be time-based and synchronized with the iOS XE releases.
So iOS XE release 2 was based on iOS 12.2, and iOS XE release 3 is based on iOS 15.0. What's the other reason for moving to major release 3?
The other reason for a new major release is the availability of a significantly new hardware beginning with 3.1.0S. This release introduces the new ESP40 and SIP40, as well as the new chassis ASR1013. And in the next release, 3.2.0S, we're also targeting another new hardware, ASR1001.
Tell me more about the ASR1013 and the new ESP and SIP being introduced in this release.
First, let me start with the ESP40. This is a 40-gig forwarding processor with similar PPS capability or packets per second capability as the ESP20. The major difference between the two is that the bandwidth for forwarding is 40 gig with this hardware, with 12 gig of it supporting crypto traffic. In addition, the ESP40 supports a control processor that is higher in performance and memory, which eventually will allow us to support higher scaling of a number of features. One of them, for example, would be broadband sessions. The second item we're introducing is the new chassis, ASR1013. This is a six-slot chassis supporting redundant ESPs and RPs, route processors. The ESP40 and RP2 are initially supported on this chassis, with plans to support higher bandwidth ESPs in the future. The six SIP slots support a maximum of 24 SPAs in this chassis, and two out of the six slots are 100 gig capable for future line cards. The third item is the SIP40. This provides higher bandwidth per slot to better utilize the centralized ESP bandwidth, which will grow to much higher than 40 gig in the future.
Now, are the ESP40 and SIP40 going to be supported on all existing ASR1000 chassis?
That's a good question, Rich. ESP40 and SIP40 will be supported on ASR1006 and the new chassis, ASR1013 at FCS, along with the route processor RP2. Soon after FCS, we plan to support both these cards on the ASR1004 chassis as well. ASR1002 has integrated SIP, and there are no plans to support ESP40 in that chassis.
Now, where would the customer base best utilize the new hardware components being introduced in this release?
The service provider market for both provider edge and broadband applications would benefit from the larger chassis that supports double the I/O capacity, as well as the higher session scaling planned in the near future. The increased bandwidth of 40 gig now and 80 gig to 160 gig in the future positions this new chassis very well in the service provider edge. For the enterprise market, the higher bandwidth provides a much larger firewall device for a 40 gig firewall, as well as an IPsec aggregator providing up to 12 gig of crypto bandwidth. In addition, the 40 gig bandwidth makes the position of ASR1000 in the data center as WAN aggregator more relevant.
Okay, let's switch now to software capabilities. What are some highlights of some of the new features?
This iOS XE 3.1.0s brings another large set of software features, as we have been doing every 4 months in the last 2+ years. The major areas are, the first one is the security services. We are augmenting the VerifAware IPsec and introducing the inter-chassis redundancy for firewall. The second is IPv6 services, MPLS VPN support for IPv6 with 6PE and 6VPE, and 6RD for V6 tunneling. This is going to be used by service provider for offering IPv6-based services over IPv4 networks. Number three is high availability. NSR, or non-stop routing for BGP, is included in this release. The fourth area is QoS. Several enhancements are planned in this area, including hierarchical QoS and per SIP classification for non-Ethernet SPAs. The fifth area is the enhancements in WCCP v2, NBAR, and NetFlow. Sixth is Kube SP enhancements. This includes H.323 interworking and SRTP to RTP support. The last area is APS, or automatic protection switching. We are introducing the single router, or SRAPS, for POS interfaces in this release.
Now, inter-chassis redundancy for firewall sounds interesting. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, Rich. This is one of the first in the series of features that will be supported with inter-chassis redundancy in the future. This feature supports HA, or high availability, between two systems that are actually load sharing and being active-active for both firewall and NAT services. We'll continue to support inter-chassis redundancy for other features such as session border controller and broadband in future releases.
Now, I know that QoS is an important feature for service provider and enterprise edge. What enhancements are planned for QoS?
In the QoS area, we're adding three-level hierarchical QoS, various enhancements for GRE QoS. Lastly, we are adding the capability to prioritize traffic from non-Ethernet SPAs at a SIP level. We do this already today for Ethernet SPAs.
And what about NBAR? What new functionality is being added to NBAR?
For NBAR, we are adding support for close to 20+ protocols, including YouTube video, telepresence, etc.
Now, WCCP version 2 was introduced on ASR 1000 a few releases ago. What are the particular enhancements in this release?
Several features are planned for WCCP V2. The key areas of enhancements are VERF support, egress redirection, and group listen plus multicast services.
And what new enhancements are planned for NetFlow?
Rich, we are introducing a new functionality called Flexible NetFlow in this release. Cisco IOS Flexible NetFlow is our next-generation flow technology. Flexible NetFlow provides enhanced optimization of network infrastructure, reduces costs, and improves capacity planning and security detection beyond other flow-based technologies that are available today. By the way, I want to mention that this feature is targeted for the first rebuild of this release.
Bhavani, this release definitely adds a lot of new functionality and new hardware to the ASR 1000 product line. Thanks for being with us today to talk about this release.
My pleasure, Rich. Thanks for inviting me.
We've been talking with product line manager Bhavani Krishnan about the iOS XE 3.1.0S release. For more information about this release, see the iOS XE Release 3 documentation on cisco.com. Thanks for tuning in to this Release Highlights podcast.